Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Anoint me, Lord. That is our prayer. Amen. That God would anoint us to do the greater works that Jesus talked about when he was here on earth. He said, even greater works than I do shall you do. So we just thank God for another day. We thank God for another opportunity to come together and pray. We are praising God today. Hallelujah. And just worshiping his holy name. Hallelujah. God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. So we just thank him. Hallelujah. For each and every one of you out there who have joined with us on this prayer line over the last few years and even on tonight. For those of you who are here tonight, we thank God for you. We thank God for your life. We have come to seek the Lord's face in prayer. Pastor Anthony and myself, Pastor Rebecca and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. It is our prayer that God is blessing you above and beyond what you could think, ask, or imagine. It is our prayer that you're being strengthened in your inner man, that God is strengthening you in your spirit man, that you can move forward and do, be, and have all that God has called and created you to be, do, and have. Our God is worthy. Amen. And he has a great plan for your life. God says that his plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So you have to know that no matter what pressure you are facing on today, it is worth pressing through the pressure in order to grab a hold of that thing for which God has grabbed a hold of you. Amen. God has apprehended you so that he can fulfill his divine purpose in your life. Amen. God has a great plan. He has a great plan for you. He has a great plan for your children. There is no good thing that God is going to withhold from those who love him. You know, as you continue to love God, as you continue to seek his face, as you continue to submit to him, God is going to meet you every step of the way. God is never going to leave you. He said he would never forsake you. God will always be with you. When people let you down, God is going to be there with you. When people walk out on you, God is going to be there. When people disappoint you, God is going to be there. When you disappoint yourself, God will be there. And when you disappoint God, he will be there. He said never. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. But lo, I am always with you. So you can just hold on to that and take comfort in knowing that God is always with you. We serve a mighty God. He is the one true God. And without beside him, there is no other. Amen. And he has created you for purpose. He's created you so that he can get the glory through your life. Amen. So be encouraged on tonight and know that where you are right now is not where the story ends. Where you are and what you're going through right now is not where the story ends. There is more to the story. It's not over, my brother. It's not over, my sister. It's not over until God says is over. And God is not going to give up on you until you win, until you have the victory, until you come out as a more than a conqueror, until you give the war cry that says, I have overcome every plan of the enemy and I have fulfilled my purpose. I have fought the good fight of faith. I've run my race, hallelujah, and I have received everything that God has for me. So, Pastor Emily and I are excited about your future. We're excited about your future. We're excited about your present. We're excited about what God is doing in your life right now. God is moving mightily. He says, in all things, we know that God works for the good of those who love him and the called according to his purpose. God is working in the middle of that situation. Yeah. Whatever that situation is, God is working in the middle of that situation. And God is bringing miraculous healing. Somebody under the sound of my voice needs to be healed. God is bringing miraculous healing to your body in the name of Jesus. And I release healing to your body right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, be healed in Jesus' name. God sent his word and healed us. Just a word, just a spoken word. Jesus said, be healed. Hallelujah. So we declare that healing is the children's bread, and we touch and agree with you for your healing. In the name of Jesus, so be healed. Somebody's believing God for a financial breakthrough. Oh, glory. My God. And God is going to send some money. He said he will meet every need. God said, I will meet every need according to my glorious riches in Christ Jesus, especially for those of you who are, hallelujah, especially for those of you who are sowing, those of you who are giving and tithing, those of you who God is using as financial benefactors for the church and for his ministers, the pastors. God says, I will meet every need. I will meet every need according to my glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God is going to meet every need, every need. So, Lord, I release money. I call to the four corners of the earth to release the monies. Hallelujah. The financial breakthrough that your people need to pay the bills, to get out of debt, to pay the college tuition. Huh? Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. And even to just get some of the desires of their heart. Lord, we release the money. We say send funds, send money to the homes of the people on this line tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus, send blessings. Send. You said blessings are and prosperity are in our house. So, God, we ask you to send the blessings and prosperity to the homes of your people, God. You are not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you would repent. God, you have spoken it, and therefore we believe that you have performed it, oh, God. And, Lord, we're calling for divine manifestation. We're calling for divine manifestation right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Saint of the Most High God, receive it on tonight. Amen. Receive it. God's bringing your family together. He's bringing families back together. There's a congruency in families. God is bringing families back together. He's regulating minds, my God. Some of you thought you've been worrying and you don't know how God is going to do what he say he would do or what you need him to do. But I'm here to encourage you. Put your faith in Jesus. Put your trust in the Lord. Trust in God. Trust him to take care of every situation. Don't lose another night's sleep. Rest in God. Rest in the Lord. Rest in his promises in the name of Jesus. So we're going to pray. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Father God, we praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for those, Father God, who are on this prayer line on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every person, Father God. Let your glory, Father God, apprehend each and every person under the sound of my voice. Father God, let them have another touch from you, oh God. Touch each and every person. Lay your hands on each and every person, oh God. Give them a fresh anointing, God, a fresh touch. Time for refreshing or to be found in your presence, oh God. So, Lord, we are praying for those who are tired, those who are wearied in their bodies, those who are sick, those who are disappointed. Father God, I send a fresh wind, oh God, a ruach wind, oh God, through each and every home, oh God, that they will be healed, delivered, encouraged, inspired, reinvigorated, set free, revived, resuscitated, resurrected, and restored in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are able to do all things but sell. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, your resurrection power over this prayer line on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Not one person, oh God, will be left, Father God, without the strength and the energy to go forth, oh God. And we speak strength. We speak energy over this prayer line. We speak power over this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Have your way. And caller, we see that, and we're going to take your call in a minute. Just give us a couple of minutes. Keep that hand raised. Lord, have your way, Father God, on this prayer line. We pray, Father God, for those who are sick in their body. We pray the supernatural healing over every sick person, every person who's suffering in their body. I pray for my Aunt Geneva.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, Father God, for supernatural, miraculous healing, God. Mama Koshelekeda. We ask, Father God, that you would heal her. Father God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that you would give her a miracle, Father God, that you will, Father God, turn that thing around, whatever the situation is. Father God, we know what the doctor's report says, but we know you are able to supersede the report of the doctor. So we pray for healing over Aunt Geneva Thomas Bartley right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for healing for Evangelist Elizabeth Page.
Yes.
Lord, touch her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate her breathing, Father God. Take away anything that's not like you, Father God. Anything that you didn't put there, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing her body. We thank you for regulating her cells and regulating her breathing, regulating her vital organs, and regulating, Father God, my God, everything pertaining to her health and wellness. You said we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Lord, we believe in you for healing. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus. Mama Koshanama. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Sister, hallelujah, Miriam, oh, God. We thank you for the woman of God. We pray for healing over her life, God. In the name of Jesus, touch her, that ear, oh, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Touch that ear and bring divine healing, oh, God. You are like only you can, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to give her peace. Continue to increase yourself in her. Continue, Father God, to, Father God, oh, glory, even speak to her, Father God. Intensify your anointing, oh, glory, over her life, God. Let your presence be greater in her life than ever before, God. Let her see you. Let her hear you. Let her know you like never before, God. We are believing you, Father God, for Sister Miriam. Lord, you know we bind up the hand of the enemy over every person who's experiencing sickness in their body. Aunt Geneva, Sister Miriam, Sister, hallelujah, Evangelist Page, oh God, every person who's experiencing any kind of sickness, we declare healing over this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Even as we continue to pray, we praise you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We praise you for the local assembly. Lord, we ask that your spirit will fill the house. Let your glory blow through the house, God. Let your ruach blow through the house, God. Let your ruach blow through New Creation Christian Ministries, oh, God. Let your glory, Shekinah glory, meet your people, oh, God. Time we walk through the doors of the church, every person that's affiliated in that building, bless Faithful Christian Ministries. Bless, oh, God, New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless, oh, God, Divine Daily Application Ministries. Bless, oh, God, every church that comes to gather in that building, God. That's your church, God. Bless the Malloys and prosper them, oh, God, and give them peace. And, Lord, bless them above and beyond for the way that they have blessed us. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. Every family, God, bless every family, God, the Kylo family, the Davis family, the Thomas family, the Simmons family, the, oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Luke family, hallelujah. Bless every family, the Edmund family, bless, oh, glory, the Leake family, glory, hallelujah. Bless every family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Singley family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every family that comes to assemble in that place on today, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. Bless every family, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The Cano family, Lord, you are able to do all things but fail, oh God. We thank you for every person. We thank you for the Davis family, God. Hallelujah. The Page family, God. We thank you for every family, God, every member, God, that comes through that church, God. The Shaniqua, Shatika's Robinson family, oh God, every family, God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Lord, let your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. You are able, God. Bless the Kathy and Timmy and Shirley, Mother Shirley Tonsil, oh God. Let your anointing flow through their house, God. Bless Sandy, oh God, that called into the prayer line. Lord, you are able, God, and we know that you can do all things. Bless Larry and Theresa, oh God. Heal, oh glory, hallelujah. Continue to heal and deliver and set free. And Lord, we just thank you in advance. Even as we finish this prayer, bless Rita Leek, oh God, and May Thomas, Mother May Thomas, God, and touch, oh God, Sister Maria, even as she begins to travel, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able to do all things but fail, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Continue to multiply yourself in the sanctuary. Lord, let your glory consume us, fill the house, God, with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We want more of you, oh God, and we thank you that every person that comes through there will be healed, delivered, and set free, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And as I give this phone to my husband, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. As we begin to take prayer requests, we pray for every person under the sound of our voice. I pray that you will release money, that you will release peace and joy and prosperity. Father, I pray, Father God, that you release healing and deliverance and restoration. Father God, I pray that you will release unity in our families, God, that you will release, Father God, dreams and visions and witty inventions, oh God, hallelujah. Give us the blessing of jobs and for those who need apartments and housing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for restoration of services, utility services. We thank you for withholding the hands of the rebuking the devourer, oh God. We thank you for food to eat and clothing on our back, heat as the winter comes in, God. We praise you, your name, for divine provision. Lord, we thank you for divine provision in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God as Pastor Anthony comes. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and glorify his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we love you on tonight. There's none like you in all the earth. We glorify your name on tonight in the mighty name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to open up the phone lines a little earlier today. We're feeling led. Amen. We don't know if this is a praise report or a prayer request, but nonetheless, we're going to open up the phone lines. Again, press 1 on your phone if we want to pray with you and pray for you. We thank God, Pastor, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We thank God for every caller on tonight. We know that the power of prayer is effective and powerful in our lives because the Word says so. The effectual prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And what we do on these Tuesday nights, we know and believe by faith that they are powerful and effective. Is that phone line open, Pastor? To God be the glory. We thank God for every caller tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Area code 270. You're on the air. God bless you. Amen. That might be an error. Let me try it again. Area code 270. Was that a prayer request or praise report? Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a praise report.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, thank you, Jesus. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, Pastor Simmons, thank God for you. I thank God for your first lady, your wife, Rebecca Simmons. I thank God for fresh anointing that he has given New Creation Ministry. And I thank God for every Tuesday allowing me to tap into y'all prayer service. I thank God for the anointing that he has given y'all. And I ask of God to give y'all bountiful blessings. I thank God for choosing you as the shepherd and the natural and the first lady and the shepherdess in the natural. And I ask God also to enhance your ministry and continue to use you bountifully. Continue to allow your his presence to be in the house and on this prayer line every time you come together in the name of Jesus. It's more or less prophecy, not just a praise report, but I thank God for you. Thank God for enhancing your ministry. And y'all have a bountiful blessed day.
Amen. We thank God for you tonight, and we receive that.
Yes.
Hallelujah, those words, the prophetic words, and the spirit of encouragement toward us. We thank
yes.
God for you.
Yes.
Amen, that you can come in. We thank God every time you press your way to this Tuesday night prayer.
Yes.
We believe that God is honoring you as you, by faith, amen, tap into what we're trying to do on these Tuesday nights. Because the word says we're two or more gathered
yes.
in his name, he be in the midst. And if God is in the midst of us, we know there's power mm-hmm. being released, and there's blessings being released,
okay.
and there's favor being released among every caller on the line. So, my brother, I thank you for that, and we receive that.
Amen.
My wife and I and the New Creation Church family, we need all the prayers that we can get in words of encouragement. So we thank God for you. Let me just pray. Father, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, we thank you for our dear brother in Christ.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as you have moved him, Lord, to get the praise report and the prophetic word in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless him indeed. Enlarge his territory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for divine favor and the glory of God shown in all around his life.
Yes.
Father God, touch everything that he cares about, his family, his career, Lord,
yes.
everything pending, his ministry, Lord, in any capacity that you use him.
Wow.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, open doors for him.
Yes.
Allow, Father God, through the right networking channels, Lord, and the people who should be like a magnet drawn to what he's trying to do. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for increased power and a greater anointing on his life. Oh, glory be to God. So bless him, Father. Shower him with blessings. Keep him in the center of your will. Thank you for the refuge and the hedge around his life in the mighty name of Jesus. So, hallelujah. If God be for him, who can be against him? So I thank you that the greater one remains on the inside of him than he that is in this world. So bless him and touch him and keep him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we thank God for that call tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God as we continue tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for every caller. We're going to open up the phone lines again later on in the broadcast. But we're going to continue to pray. Amen. Amen. We see the calls coming through.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it going. We're opening up the phone lines. We just believe that God is speaking to us, and we want to hear from every caller tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to open up the phone lines and continue in the name of Jesus. Area code 678. 678. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, and I thank God for both of you. I'm calling in for two prayers. But first, I want to give thanks to God for waking me up this morning and for all the grace that he's had upon my life. And I'm asking for blessings, for travel blessings, because I will be leaving for New Jersey on Thursday. So I'm asking for that. And he's so great, and he's so awesome, and I love him so much, and I just want to praise him and give him all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. All the praise and glory. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
I like to ask a prayer. I'd like to ask a prayer first for my stepson. He's like in his late 20s, but I just found out the other day that he was admitted to a psychiatric unit and that he was suicidal. And I want to ask God to please just and I know he was going to church. I don't know if he's still going, but he is your son, dear Lord. And I just hope that, you know, whatever he's going through, that God could just, you know, just wipe all of those memories out of his mind. I mean, he's been to war and back, and I think he just has a lot of mental problem, and I'm asking for prayer for him. And the other prayer that I want to is my friend, the one that had the little boy that, well, he's not little, he's in his 20s now, but he was born with spinal bifida, and he was doing real good, but he had a setback today, one of his kidneys that was maybe 30% functioning, just when, you know, it just didn't function well. They had to put him on dialysis. So I really want to say a prayer for him and his family, his mother and his father. She called me up today. She told me to please ask for prayers. So that's what I want to ask, prayer for both of those individuals.
Amen. We're going to lift it up before the Lord. To God be the glory. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, right now, and we, Father God, intercede, and we thank you as we come before your altar of grace and mercy. You say, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in your time of need. And right now, Lord, these two young men need you, Father. They need you to step into their situations. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for Maria's stepson in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would even regulate his thoughts, that you said in your word, you have given us a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he'll be able to take every thought captive, and he'll be able to, Father God, even in the brain activity and the way he thinks and his mind, the way it should function, according to your will. Touch that young man in the name of Jesus. We cast out and we come against any demonic force that tries to play with his mind in the name of Jesus, Lord. He is too young, Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you'll give him joy unspeakable, that you'll give him the ability to praise you and to break free, Lord, from psychiatric and psychological challenges in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, free this young man. Whom the sun set free is free indeed. And we pray right now through the power and through the authority that you have given us that you will break him free right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, allow him to get the treatment and the medical attention that he needs. But, Father God, we're asking for a supernatural, miraculous turnaround in his life in the name of Jesus. You sent your word that they might be healed. And we send your word to that young man and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the other young man, Lord. The doctor diagnosed 30% of the kidney operating. We're praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus for a full capacity of the kidney operating with full, Father God, functioning ability in the name of Jesus. His bodily organs, Lord, even as we saw progress, do it again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are, hallelujah, you're the God of a second chance and as many chances as we need. So, Lord, we're praying to you. We're not going to give up. And we're praying for this young man that you touch his bodily organs in the name of Jesus and you heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch that young man and turn every sickness and disease and every affliction and Father God, infirmity around in the name of Jesus. We rebuke sickness off of him. We cast down disease and sickness off of his body right now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for these two young men, Father God, and Sister Maria, as she prepares to travel, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Cover her and keep her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for traveling mercies, Lord, the angelic host that will accompany her as she comes from Georgia to New Jersey in the name of Jesus. Father God, cover her and keep her safe in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for a blessed trip. We thank you for a joyful trip in the name of Jesus. Bless her journey, Lord, in the mighty name of Jehoshaphat, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for her life, Lord, as she prepares to travel, and we're looking forward to meeting her. We thank you, hallelujah, that it's been ordained from the foundations of the world, that the people in this prayer line and the divine connections that have come, even through Sister Carmen, Lord, with Sister Miriam and Maria and so many others who from the New Creation Church family have referred people to this prayer line. And grow it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, even as we pray for these two young men and Sister Maria, even her son, in the name of Jesus. Touch our young people, God. Our young men, our young adult men, and our young adult women, they need you like never before. So we pray for every young adult. We pray, Lord, that they would know you at a deeper level, that they would get revelation of who you are to get through this thing called life in the name of Jesus. So bless Sister Maria as she prepares to travel, and keep her and guard her in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We're going to continue to pray for those young men. And as you said at the outset, God is so worthy to be praised. That if we had 10,000 tongues, I don't think we can have enough English words to thank him enough. So we thank God every time you come on a prayer line, you praise God, and you thank him for your blessing. And you encourage the prayer line every Tuesday night.
Amen.
And we thank God. Amen. And looking forward to meeting you face to face.
I'm
Amen.
Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Amen. So we will see you on Sunday, and we know God's going to give you a safe journey. Are you flying in?
Yes, I'm flying in Thursday morning.
Amen. So we know that God's going to give you a safe journey on Thursday morning, and you and your cousin are going to have a great time together. So
yes,
we are excited. Yes,
we're
going to
be like little girls.
But he's excited and we're excited, and I know God is getting glory this weekend, and you're excited. So we're gonna it's gonna be a big combustion when we all come together.
Thank you,
on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon service. We're gonna have a Holy Ghost good time. So I'm
excited. Amen.
Thank you, God, for you, and we'll see you on this weekend.
I'll see you this weekend. Have a good night, and God bless you both.
Good night. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're excited. Sister Maria is heading up here to New Jersey, and we're thanking God for her, and we know that he's already assured her of a safe trip. Amen. So we're not even in doubt that she would get here and that she would have a good trip. Amen. Area code 813. God bless you. Your phone line is open.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. This is Miriam. I give him praise to God for all that he's done. I had an ear infection last week, but I guess it was from a bite, and it was pretty bad. My whole side, my neck, everything was so hurting so much and all swollen. So it's much more resolved. It's not gone yet, but it's much better. And I want to praise God because, you know, God is so good. I've been reading your Don't Die in the Wilderness book, and I've also been, Carmen sent me a whole bunch of CDs, and I'm just so excited, and I'm just praising the Lord every single day for family that I don't even know, that's you and the pastor in New Jersey and my friend. I'm just praising God for you, for both of you. And then I went to the doctor today, to another doctor, and I met this young man, I mean, younger than me. His name is Mark Nash, and he's from New Jersey. He was helping me find the doctor's office, because I was, you know, my son says I get lost in a paper bag, brown paper bag. So this young man was a valet at the, I had to go into a hospital. He was a valet, and he actually drove my car and took me to the area I needed to be. And I told him God sent him. He was an angel. And then he proceeded to tell me that he went to church in New Jersey and he couldn't find a church here. And the church he went to, he asked me if I ever heard of Whitney Houston. Okay, who hadn't, right?
Right.
And that he went to that church, and also that Dionne Warwick and Whitney would always go there. And he was just, I thanked him, and I said, you know what, God, you're an angel, and God sent you to help me out today. So I'm praising God for that. And people, God puts people in our paths, you know, that we never know we're even going to meet. So I just want to pray for him also. And then the other thing, there's a prayer vigil. Pastor Abedini, that is being held in Iran, they're going to have, I think it's across the United States, they're going to have a prayer vigil on Friday, September the 26th. And you know, we're going to keep praying for the release of him. And, of course, all the other, you know, Christians that are being condemned and tortured and, you know, in prisons over there in the Middle East. So thank you so much for this prayer line. I told Mark Nash about your prayer line also. So, hey, we're putting the word out. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. We What is the pastor's name? Abedini? Yes, Abedini.
Pastor, yes, Abedini.
And you said the prayer vigil is going to be on Friday?
It's supposed to be on Friday, and I know they're having different areas. I know they're having Florida. I know California is involved. And if you go online and you put in his name, Pastor Abedini, you actually can see his wife coming on and talking about the prayer vigil.
Okay. Okay. Well, we would definitely
A B I D I N I. I think that's how you spell it. A B I D I N I, and his first name is Saeed. S A E E D, I believe.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Well, we're definitely going to be continually lifting him up. And we thank God for you and your connection to the prayer line. We did receive a very lovely card from you, and we just were so blessed by it. So we thank God for you wanting to just send something this way and bless us. You know, we just were so blessed to receive that in the mail on last
week. I've been blessed by you. I've been blessed by you plenty, so.
Amen. Glad that you're being blessed by the book and the CD.
Yes.
Sister Carmen is truly a blessing. She is just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
She's spreading, like you said, she's spreading the word, and all of you have gotten together and started spreading the word about the prayer line. And it is our desire that God's glory would continually be made manifest, that his glory
Amen.
Would increase
yes.
on this prayer line.
Yes.
So we're believing God to definitely manifest his glory so that healings can continue to take place and souls would be saved and the captives would be set free, as in Isaiah 61 in the book of Luke also, when our Savior stood
Amen.
Up and read the scripture. So we thank God for you. And again, we thank God for your healing of your ear. We're going to pray for you. Amen. That God will continue to heal your ear. Let us pray. Father
thank
God,
you.
We praise your name. We worship you. We magnify
yes.
your name. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For Sister
yes.
Mary, God, we thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord being her strength,
yes.
oh God. Hallelujah. As she called in with her ear slightly bothering her, but still with the joy, still with her praise, oh God, praising you in advance for her total
thank
healing.
You.
So, God, we pray for total healing right now of that
Amen.
Ear, God, in the name of Jesus. Even now, Father God, we pray that you would touch
thank
that ear. Father God, begin to manifest healing. The Lord is just touching the ear, and we manifest the healing, total healing in that ear area. Father God, take away all the achiness, the pain. Father God, any infection, God, we're believing you for total healing, miraculous healing right now. You say healing the children's prayer, God, and by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we
Amen.
Are
praise the
so
Lord.
Believe healing, God. We believe you for manifesting healing right now.
Yes,
total healing
Lord.
In that ear area in Jesus'
yes,
name. God,
God,
we thank you for Brother Nash, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who was an angel, Father God, that met our sister, our dear
yes.
sister, Brother Barton Nash, who gave her directions, oh God, and helped her to find her way. God, we ask, Father God, that you will bless him, Father God. Help him to
yes.
find a church
yes.
hometown in the
yes.
Florida area, oh God. Hallelujah. Lead him, Father God, by your spirit, oh God, to a place
yes.
where his soul can be edified and he can be, Father God, equipped, oh God, to continue to move forward to
yes.
do all that you have called him to do, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this angel unawares that you sent to our sister, oh, God, to guide her. Let him come on the prayer line. Let him call, Father God, and be blessed,
Jesus.
Oh, God, by the anointing that rests in this place,
Father.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for Pastor Abedini, oh God, oh glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, for supernatural release. Father God, shake the prison, oh God. Shake the prison. Let the earthquake hit the prison. Let your ruach hit the prison, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Send your angel, oh God, to lead them out as you let Peter out, oh God. As you let Paul and Silas out, oh God. We know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, Lord, we're praying, Father God, for release for our brother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let him come out alive. Let not one hair on his head be harmed, oh God. Lord, you are so able. Let the testimony come forth, oh God. For glory, oh God. Miraculous power, oh God, to set the captives free, Father God. So, Lord, we pray for his wife. We pray for his family. We pray, Father God, for all who are being persecuted for your name's sake, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will protect, oh God, and Father God, save and deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, who are in captivity, oh God, those who are standing on the battlefield of the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God, whether it's spiritual or physical persecution, oh God, we, Father God, break the yoke. The enemy, oh God, we destroy every yoke, oh God, by your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh glory, hallelujah, oh glory, hallelujah. We destroy every yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Israel, we pray for the peace. We pray for hallelujah for souls to be saved. God, it's not your desire that anyone should perish. So Lord, we pray for souls to be saved. Even let through this prayer line, every state that's represented on this prayer line, we ask, Father God, that your anointing will flow from every house that's on this prayer line, like the rivers of Ezekiel, oh God, and that your healing power will go forth from our home. And go forth into into the streets, oh God, and begin to heal those on our block, and begin to heal those who are walking by, and heal those in the schools, and heal those who are in City Hall, and heal those, Father God, live in our towns, oh God. Let, Father God, this anointing flow from our homes and let it flow into the homes of those in our neighborhoods, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for your saving power. We thank you for the testimonies that are going to come forth, that our thoughts are being saved, our cities are being saved. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That our states are being saved and delivered. So, Lord, we thank you. Let this life stretch forth and exceed beyond and above what people we can ask, think, or imagine.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And hallelujah.
Praise
bless
the Lord.
Bless her indeed.
Praise God.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Sister Mary, we thank God. Amen. Amen. As Pastor said, we did get the note and your blessing, and we thank God for you. Like you said, we are family, and we thank God for you. Amen. And thank God that you're enjoying that book and is blessing you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
I keep a copy with me, and I'm blessed by it, so I'm glad it's blessing you as well. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
I love you guys.
Again, we're going to try to get every caller on the air who wished to be on the air. If you press 1, we're going to open up your phone line and you will be on the air. Just press 1 on your phone and we'll hear that praise report or that prayer request. Area code 908. 908, we thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jerrinette. How are you this evening?
Amen. We're doing well tonight. God bless you.
God is good.
Yes, yes.
Yes, he is good. I totally agree. I think everybody on this prayer
yes.
line agree with that statement. God
Amen.
Is good. God bless you.
Amen.
I wanted to call because I'm still getting this excruciating pain. I don't know where it's coming from in my right leg behind my knee. And it's like in the crease of the back of my leg, and it's throbbing off and on. I don't know where it's coming from. And my daughter, Shatika, has been praying for her to find a job. It's been a struggle, you know, here and trying to help her do the things that she needs to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the life of our sister, Jerrinette, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine healing over her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that that pain in the back of her knee, oh glory, hallelujah, is being cleared up, oh God. We bind up every spirit of sickness, oh God, and every spirit of aggravation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we loose your healing. We loose your peace, oh God. We loose her, oh glory, hallelujah. Every restriction, Father God, we loose, oh God, hallelujah. Every attack of the devil we come against, and we apprehend every attack of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare total healing over her life, Father God. Every spirit, every demon on assignment, oh God, that's trying to come against her and come against her body, we declare total healing and total liberty over her body right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every demon on assignment that's trying to come against her peace, trying to come against her security in you, oh God, and we loose, Father God, the Father God, total peace. We loose, Father God, rest in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Father God opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open, oh God. And we pray, Father God, for Sister Shatiko right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for open doors, oh God, that you are blessing her, Father God, even now, Father God, even as she goes, Father God, that your favor is going ahead of her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that open door. We thank you, Lord, for favor with the interview. We thank you, Lord, for her application going to the top of the stack. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God, for the salary requirement that she needs. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you're shifting and Father God, settling her, Father God, in her promised place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Lord. We know that you're able to do all things but fail, oh God, and we receive and believe, oh God, hallelujah, that you are moving on the behalf of these two women, oh glory, hallelujah. So bless Sister Jerrinette and bless Sister Shatika, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the heart, the desires of their heart, oh God, Father God. Give them their necessities, oh God. Give them the money that they need, Father God, to sustain their livelihood, oh God, above and beyond what they can think, ask, or imagine, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, that you have them in, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that they shall make it through this season victorious, oh
God.
That they will not die in the wilderness. Oh, glory, oh, glory. But they will come out victorious. They will come out with a praise. They will come out with a shout. They will come out, oh, glory, hallelujah. With
we need
they will come out blessing. They will come out,
hallelujah.
Blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we just praise you and thank you, oh God.
No
one's already done, oh God. Thank you, said we have not because we ask not. And Lord, I thank you for the faith that she has displayed in coming to this prayer line on tonight,
God,
to ask, oh, glory, hallelujah, to anoint, oh, God, stir it up, God, to know, oh, God, to the being released, oh, Lord, glory, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for supernatural, miraculous release, oh, glory. Oh, glory.
We thank
for supernatural, miraculous release in her life and the life of her daughter, oh, God. That no good thing will you withhold from them, that you are blessing them in the city and blessing them in the field, blessing them as they come and blessing them as they go. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise
you
even now, God. We thank you and we praise you for the supernatural. There's a supernatural relief that's taking place. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And we bind up the hands of the devil that's trying to stop it from reaching the destination of these two women. But we say to you that they have everything that you said they shall have, God. They shall receive it multiplied. Oh, they shall receive it multiplied.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You keep praising God. God says, your eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into your heart or mind the things that He has in store for you and your seed. For you and your seed, amen. You and your seed are blessed, amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And God is shifting, but He is settling. He's shaking, but He's settling, amen. The things are being moved out, even on the behalf of your daughter, so that God's glory can be revealed. He's shifting her into her place where He will settle her and He will increase her in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. He will shifting her, settle her, and He will increase her in that place. Amen. So just hold on and continue to believe and continue to walk by faith and not by sight. You don't see it, but it's going to come. It's going to be like a suddenly. It's going to be a suddenly. Suddenly, she's going to find that ideal position that she's been looking for. That door is open, and suddenly she's going to walk through it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
God bless you. Amen. We are continually praying for you and Shatika, and we know that God, Shatika, and we know that God has favor over your lives. God has divine favor over both of your lives. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And you're walking into your due season. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And Sister Janet, even as Pastor prayed that healing over that leg area, continue to pray and decree and make declaration that by the stripes of Jesus, that leg and that knee area, like you said, is mysterious.
It's
lay hands on yourself and declare and receive your healing by faith. And before you know it, that pain is going to be gone. God is going to remove it. So continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And this too shall pass. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Be the glory. Well, I thank God for her.
God bless you.
And God, even as you was praying. Amen.
God bless you. Love you, sister. God bless you.
As you was praying, I also saw in the spirit someone experiencing headaches.
Yeah.
And it's not due to high blood pressure or cholesterol, but it's just coming out of nowhere mysteriously.
Yes.
And I decree and declare over your life that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Yes.
And receive that tonight by faith. Somebody's been experiencing headaches. It's just mysteriously that they're coming. It's not your vision. It's not cholesterol. It's not blood pressure or your diet. For some reason, the headaches have been popping up. And God says tonight you are healed. And we thank God.
Jesus.
We thank God.
Jesus.
We thank God. Even anybody experiencing that leg area, like
Jesus.
Sister Jeanette, anything with I had a sharp pain in my knee area today, and I just said, Jesus.
Mm.
And I don't know where it came from, but it was there.
My God.
And I'm pretty healthy. But as she said, sometimes things just happen, and we're believing God for total healing For those of you who have experienced even pain in the leg area and that headache situation, we are decreeing and declaring that you're healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Well, we're about to go off the air tonight. If there are no more callers, amen. If there are no more callers, to God be the glory. If you press 1, you have a moment to get on the air. If not, we're going to continue, and we're going to move forward in Jesus' name. But we thank God for every caller tonight. We love and thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God as you, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch our military, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even our sister, Jackie Bowie, Lord. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her service to this country in the name of Jesus. Father God, even the air attacks on ISIS, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep our soldiers safe. Keep our military personnel safe in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For no casualties, glory be to God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that even the protection of this terrorist threat to our great nation, Lord, that you would do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to keep us all safe in the name of Jesus and protect our soldiers and our airmen, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And my wife's sister by name, Sergeant Jackie Bowie, in the name of Jesus. Keep her, Lord. Cover her. Protect her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that she won't be deployed and that she's home and she's safe. And, Lord, you'll keep it that way in the mighty name of Jesus. So cover all of our military and help our politicians and our leaders of this great nation to use wise decision-making. President Barack Obama, cover him, protect him, and keep him in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. You told us to pray for our leaders. Touch Mother May Thomas tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover her and keep her, her children, her grandchildren, her siblings down, Father God, in South Carolina, in North Carolina, in Florida. May Thomas, Lord, give her everything, all the desires of her heart. Meet every need, meet every need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So cover her, and Father God, provide for her, even as she is in the natural retired. Thank you for provision, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So keep everybody on this prayer line, those in financial need, those who in need of a financial miracle, and Sister Tika, and all those looking for jobs and employment.
Yes,
make a way, God, where there seems to be no way.
Yes,
approve the application. Give them favor with the Human Resource Department in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have two more callers before we go off the air. We want to put you on the air. Amen. Area code 973, your line is open. Area code 973. We thank God for you tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina calling in. I wanted to call in. I shared with Pastor Rebecca, but I'm just sharing on the air. Many times I had called in before and asked for prayer for my sister Kim, and I just wanted to say that God is doing a mighty thing in her life and opening doors for her. So I am so grateful for everything that he's doing. I'm grateful for the prayer when we were asking for certain things to move in her life, and it has. So I'm just praying that God, I know he will continue to show himself mighty in her life, continue to let her know that he is there. And he's the reason why a lot of things are progressing through the prayers and him. Everything is progressing better in her life. So I wanted to thank you again, you and Pastor Rebecca, for all the prayers when I come in and I ask for her and to continue to lift my sister Kim up in prayer. As you know, God continue to move in her life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
That is a powerful praise report.
As
we see, as you said, Sister Tina, the manifestation and the demonstration of prayer God just honors our prayers. It's God doing all the work and all the healing. God is doing all the supernatural sign, wonders, and miracles that we witness. But he wants us to pray. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will allow healing to come into the land. So we thank God, as you see manifestation and your sister's situation turning around, we thank God for that praise report tonight. And God, continue to bless her sister, continue
Lord,
to move in her
Jesus.
Life,
Hallelujah.
Encourage this family, Lord, in the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
We
know, Lord, that our prayers are powerful and effective. Thank you, even as Sister Tina stands in a gap with this prayer line, sometimes on occasion, Lord, that you are honoring our prayer requests in the name of Jesus. So continue to touch her sister Kim, Lord. Continue to turn every negative situation around. Continue, Lord, supernaturally with Father God, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, God. We say, Lord, we say that your grace and your mercy,
Hallelujah.
It is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
So we give her to you. Bless Sister Tina, Lord. Continue to bless her and make ways out of no ways for her and favor her and keep her and guard her as she continues, Lord, to move toward the call and the will of God that's on her life. So we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for that praise report.
Awesome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God be the glory. Amen. We are so blessed by that praise report. To God be the glory. We're rejoicing with you. Hallelujah. God is, his hand is not stayed. Nobody can stop the hand of God. Amen. If we believe God, if we believe, he just asked us to do one thing, and that's to believe him by faith and following that faith comes obedience. As we believe God and step out in obedience and faith, God will do what he said he would do each and every time. God will never let you down. And Tina, we just thank God for you and you calling in with that praise report. We thank God for your sister Kim and everything that he's doing in her life. And the Lord is not finished yet. I see a total recovery. I see total, it's like a ball that bounces back. But not only does it bounce back, but it bounces back higher than which you released it from. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see her going higher. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
And wherever she was before, I just see God taking her higher. This thing has only been for his glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we just thank God and we praise God with you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. God bless
love
you.
Too.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. We have one more caller. Amen. Our final caller on the line today. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you who are still here. Listen, it's a blessing to get your prayer answered, but you know what? It's even more of a blessing to stay and stand in the gap for other people. And for those of you who don't call with a prayer request, you are standing in the gap. You stay the whole time that we're here, you stay with Pastor Anthony and myself, and you are praying with us on your end and holding up our arms as we pray for others. And we thank God for you. There is power in the corporate prayer. There's power in numbers. One could put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So imagine what 10, 11, 12, 14, 15 of us can do. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you who are still here holding on as we continue to go forth in prayer. Area code 908, God bless you. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, Sister Lori, praise God. Just thanking God for another day, praise God. Thanking God for my church family, praise God. Just grateful for another day among the living, praise God. Looking forward to God doing greater things in our house, praise God, in our house of for loving the saints of new creation, praise God. Thanking God for such wonderful shepherds that he has given us, praise God. As we were praying, I was looking at Psalms 34. And
yes.
I feel like I just want from 1 to 10, if, you know, if anybody want to go to that and read that, I believe that's for us at this time. Praise God, everybody on this prayer line. I ask that you just stay encouraged with the Lord and just do his will and be obedient unto his word. He is a God that cannot lie, praise God, and he will uphold you. I ask for prayers for my aunt. She desires to see her son that she hasn't seen in many, many years. They had split up. They haven't talked in years. I'm looking forward to God moving on that situation. I thank God for him just building her faith up in him, the more turning her back to him, even the more just knowing that God is going to do great things for her in her life. Just thanking God for my family today. From where we were and where we are today, it's nobody but the prayers of the righteous that availeth much of the saints and our shepherds, praise God, and just God just doing what he said he would do, praise God. I just ask the saints to keep my strength in the Lord, pray my strength in the Lord, and I love each and every one of you, and stay connected to the vine.
Amen, Sister Lori. We thank God for you tonight. We love you and thank God for you and the family. Amen. As you said, New Creation Church family, we have a blessed house, a blessed church, and God is going to continue to bless our ministry, and we thank God for you. We're going to pray for your aunt and pray for you as we close out tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Lori and her aunt. Father, make a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way. Thank you for reuniting this mother and this son, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up the hands of the devil right now. He operates in division. And right now, you're a God of unity. You're a God of love. You're a God of agreement. And we thank you, Lord, for this family, Sister Lori's aunt and her family, Lord, coming together and loving each other in the name of Jesus, forgiving, Father God, one another. And, Father God, hallelujah, embracing right now the present. So let this mother and this son, as they, Father God, supernaturally, Lord, in the name of Jesus, reunite with one another. We thank you that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Touch Sister Lori. Continue to bless her, Elijah and Ashley and Isaiah, Lord, and her daughters, Lord, and her granddaughter. Father God, bless this family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her supernatural ability to do the impossible. Glory be to God. So we thank you for her life and her praise, Lord, in spite of Psalm 34. That's been in my spirit. I will bless the Lord at all times. So, Lord, she encouraged this entire prayer line in spite of what we're walking through, that we got to praise God in spite of what we're looking at. We got to praise God in spite of what we're in the midst of. Might be in the eye of the storm, and we're still going to praise God. So I thank you for Sister Lori and bless her aunt and do a work in that situation in the name of Jesus. And bless the New Creation Church family, even as we approach fellowship on Sunday. Touch that service. Let the Spirit precede us as we come together to have fellowship with one another. So, Lord, bless Sister Lori and her children, her granddaughter, and everything that her heart desires in the name of Jesus. And we say it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God bless you, daughter. Psalms 34, 1 through 10, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried,
And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh,
yes.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. God bless you, daughter. Love you. Amen. Thanks for bringing that scripture to our remembrance on tonight.
Yes, God. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we praise God. Amen. Listen, you heard the scripture. Meditate on that. You know, I believe that's a prophetic word for the house, for those of us who are on this prayer line. Get that scripture, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 10. I will bless the Lord at all times. Listen, there's power in your praise. There's power in your praise. You know, people wonder why we praise God the way that we do. But if you only could sit down and hear the testimony that Pastor Anthony and I have lived through, that God has brought us through, you would be praising God too. And not only that, but when you think back over your own life, and look at what God has done for you. Sister Lori said, my family and I are nowhere near what we were. Amen. And what God, what we used to be and how we used to be. God, a mighty change, a wonderful change has come over that family, and it is marvelous in our sight. God is doing it. Nobody but the Lord. Nobody but the Lord. Man can't get the glory for what God is doing in their lives. And let me tell you something before we go off the air. God wants to do the same thing for you. God is no respecter of person. Whatever's going on, God, if it's contrary to the word and the will of God, I'm here to tell you that God can change it. Whatever trial and trouble you're going through, God can fix it. Whatever problem you have, God can step into the middle of it, and God can turn that thing around. As a matter of fact, God is in the middle of it. So continue to trust in the Lord, amen. Continue to praise God. Don't let murmuring cross your lips. Don't let murmuring be on your lips. Don't complain about a thing. Praise God in the middle of it. Praise him in the middle of the trial. Praise him in the middle of working on paying those bills. Praise him in the middle of looking for a job. Praise him in the middle of waiting for your healing. Praise God in the middle of the problem. And watch God move. I guarantee you, God's going to move on your behalf. Amen. So meditate on that Psalm, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 10. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God, Father, we thank you for Sister Rita Leek. We ask, Father God, that you would continue to bless her, continue to make ways for her, continue to provide for her, touch her, deliver, oh God, touch her family, touch Sister Robinia, touch Sister Carmen, oh God, touch every person under the sound of my voice. Let your word penetrate. In Jesus' name, let your word penetrate and manifest. Penetrate and manifest in the lives of your people. Well, God bless you, everyone. Listen, Pastor Anthony and I love you. We love each and every one of you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Brother Jermaine, each and every one of you, Sister Mary and Sister Maria, all of you, everybody that has assembled together on this line, and we thank God for all of you. Amen. Pray our strength in the Lord every time you think of us as we continue to pray for you as you enter into our hearts and mind. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace and believe God. No matter what you do, believe God.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.